a nice thick book out there, The First and Final Commandment. And he has other books as well. He's a very good friend of mine. His story of conversion is also mentioned in the book. But it gives you, illustrates for you that example of what I'm talking about. And that is that he's like a very successful, you know, rich, you know, upper class American. He's a doctor. He's gone to the Ivy League universities, became very famous in his field. Typical American who doesn't really care about religion, just living the real life as it is. And, you know, his wife gave birth to their daughter. And he said that he's in the delivery room. When the girl comes out, she's, you know, dark blue. You know, the skin is like, you know, totally dark blue. And he said, as soon as I saw it, I knew that she was suffering from the medical term. He said it, I don't remember it. He said, basically that, maybe the doctors can help me out here. What is the term here? Whatever it is, okay. It's like basically that the blood is not supplying the oxygen, right? And, you know, immediately he goes that, I knew that, you know, when I saw this, I knew that it's just a matter of minutes. And, you know, this is something that you can't really do much for, that the child is basically going to die, okay? So he goes, as soon as I saw that, the doctors are all going, you know, frenzy and frantic and everything, because he just, you know, went outside, you know, went downstairs to the chapel. He goes, for the first time in decades, he just leaned down as they do in the way that they had been taught as kids, and he prayed to God, and he goes, oh God, I promise you that if you save my daughter, this guy is, mashallah, very intelligent, I have to give him that. I love his dua, even though he said, because if you save my daughter, I will search all the religions until I find the one that I think is the best way to serve you. What a beautiful dua. I love this dua, you know? Until I find the one that I think is the best way to serve you. Okay? He didn't say, I'm going to become a Christian. No, it's like, what a beautiful dua. You know? It's like, I will search the religion until I find the way that is the best to serve you. I think it's the best way to worship you. Okay? And then he goes, and he's prayed, you know, for the first time in so many years, sincere prayer. He goes, and as soon as I walk back in, the doctors are all like in total shock that the child, by itself, without any intervention, nothing, the child just, you know, is absolutely normal. Now, you know, his daughter's, mashallah, teenager, and is a complete miraculous recovery. And the doctors are trying to explain it. He goes, I'm a doctor. I know a miracle when I see one. You know, you can't give me all of this BS. I know a miracle when I see one. And so that led him on his quest of religions. So he starts off with his version of Christianity he was born into, and then other Protestant versions of Christianity, one by one crosses them out, okay? And then he gets to Catholicism, and then Eastern Orthodox, and Russian Orthodox, Greek Orthodox, all of them. When he crosses out Christianity, he then moves on to Judaism. Crosses out Judaism, moves on to Hinduism, Buddhism. When he's crossed out everything on that list, okay, there's only one thing left there for him, which has got to be wrong, he thinks, and that is Islam. He goes, I thought, well, there's nothing really left, you know. Let me just buy a Quran, see what it has to say. He's crossed everything else out. He has to fulfill his contract to God. Opens up the Quran, he said, the first words in it, all praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. He goes, that just struck me. How perfect. This is the way to start a book, a holy book. All praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. You know, the ever merciful, the magnificent, the master of the... It's like the beauty in the English is just overawed him. And he goes, I couldn't put the book down for so many days until finally I said, this is it. This is the religion I want to be upon. And he accepted Islam, and now, alhamdulillah, he's a really, you know, active person in Medina, writing books, very productive, mashallah, has his website. You know, this is, where did this come from? Again, the story of conversion. It's the fitrah, isn't it? Is that dua that he calls out to Allah, and he says, oh God, if you save my daughter, you know, I'll do this and that for you. Person's not practicing. He doesn't believe in God, agnostic. And yet, that's in there, that you call out to this divine being. So this is a manifestation of Allah's rububiyyah and his existence. And lastly, not to trivialize the lastly, but something that in and of itself is very long in detail, the sending of the prophets and the revelation of the books is also a proof of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The very fact that people like this exist, prophets of Allah, the very fact that there are people who are living such perfect lives, preaching such perfect messages, being helped with such miracles. Look at the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To this day, non-Muslims who study Islam cannot understand why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did what he did. They can't. I mean, what are the motivations? And the generally accepted theory amongst modern semi-sympathetic Orientalists, as they say, was that, okay, he believed. He had a, a'udhu billah, psychological